Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back to the Divorce Collective podcast. As usual, I am your host, Danielle Young. I'm a senior associate here at Collective Family Law Group. And I'm going to continue on the series of safeguarding children. But today's episode is going to concentrate again on the international travel aspect. But this time I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this thing called the Hague Convention. It's the full name is the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction. In today's globalized society, families may find themselves traversing international borders for various reasons. However, when family disputes arise, particularly regarding child custody or parenting arrangements, navigating legal framework can be complex and it can be daunting, especially across different jurisdictions. Recognizing these challenges, the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction provides a vital framework to address the issues related to cross-border child custody or parenting disputes. In today's episode, I'm going to explore the significance of that Hague Convention, its objectives, how it protects children, and the potential risks involved when a parent wants to take a child that's not a signatory to a country that's not a signatory. So what is that Hague Convention? It's often referred to, like I said, as the Hague Convention. It has that really big, long name, but it's an international treaty established in 1980. Its primary objective is to secure the prompt return of children who have been wrongfully removed or retained in a country that is not the child's habitual residence, and protect them if they're in breach of custody rights. What is it designed to do? It aims to protect children from the harmful effects of international abduction by providing a legal framework for the prompt return of the children to their habitual residence, to their habitual country of residence. It seeks to deter parents or guardians from unlawfully removing children across international borders and ensures that custody disputes are resolved in the appropriate jurisdiction. So how does it protect our children and our young people? It first of all, prompt return. One of the key principles of the Hague Convention is the prompt return of abducted children to their country of habitual residence. This serves to minimise the trauma and disruption experienced by the child and allows for that parenting dispute to be resolved through the proper channels, which is the courts in the child's home country. Second, central authorities. Each signatory to the Hague Convention designates a central authority. They're responsible for facilitating the return of the abducted child. So those central authorities collaborate across borders to locate and return abducted children efficiently and ensure adherence to the convention's principles. Thirdly, how it protects children is the legal framework. That Hague Convention provides a standardised legal framework for resolving international child abduction cases. This consistently helps streamline legal processes and ensures that decisions are made in the best interest of a child, taking into account factors such as safety, well-being and family ties. It is a really significant convention and it's a really significant way that the countries who are signatories to that convention work together to ensure the return of a child to their habitual country of residence. So what's the risks of travelling to a non-signatory country or, you know, a parent taking a child to a country that's not a signatory to this convention? Well, it's a couple. One, limited legal resources. In non-signatory countries, parents will encounter challenges in seeking the return of the abducted child because there's no established legal mechanisms or treaties in place across those international borders and between those countries. Secondly, it is a really complex legal process. Without the framework and the protection that's provided by that Hague Convention, resolving international child abduction cases in non-signatory countries can be arduous, unpredictable, emotional, expensive, timely. Legal proceedings, like I said, they're protracted. They will cost a fortune. And they're subject to differing interpretations of parenting laws that might exist between those two countries. Thirdly is the risk of retention. So in some cases, a parent may travel with their child to the non-signatory country and choose not to return. So effectively, they're going to retain the child unlawfully in that non-signatory country. And like I said, without the protections afforded by the Hague Convention, resolving those situations are extremely challenging. The Hague Convention stands as that vital instrument for protecting children from the trauma and upheaval of international abduction by providing a standardized legal framework and facilitating prompt returns. The convention helps ensure that custody disputes are resolved, taking into regard the best interests of the child, not their parents. However, parents have to be aware of the risks when travelling to those non-signatory countries, and you should be taking proactive measures to protect your child from those risks. In an increasingly interconnected world, adherence to international treaties such as the Hague Convention is essential for safeguarding children across borders. Look, I really hope that's been information that has helped you and gives you some insight. I'll have a look at recording another episode about the actual process if your child is removed and you need to go through that process under the Hague Convention or not Hague Convention if that's happened to you. So keep an eye out. I'll try and get to recording that. As always, thank you so much for joining me and listening. Until next time, take care, stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.